Most of you are aware of Seashore Pass Pelham, and you know that it's a relatively new warm season turf grass. It has a host of morphological features that make it very desirable as a turf grass, as well as tolerance to a number of environmental factors that are also lending to its acceptance worldwide, especially in tropical and subtropical areas. It's being most commonly used on golf courses, to a somewhat lesser extent as grass for athletic fields, and then various other fine turf applications. Certainly the most important of its adaptations seems to be its high level of tolerance to salt stress. This is the factor that this grass is most widely known for. It's arguably one of the most salt-tolerant grasses, turf grasses, we have available to us in the industry today. Up until 2005, all turf grass varieties commercially available were vegetatively propagated. They were vegetative cultivars. Turf seeds introduced sea spray to the market in 2005, and that variety is currently marketed by Scott's company. This is, I think, still the only seeded Paspalum variety on the market at this point. Certainly, although the salt tolerance of Seashore Paspalum at the mature state is very well documented and is very widely accepted, establishment of even the most salt-tolerant vegetative cultivars has often proven difficult under saline conditions. Salinity thresholds for the establishment of seeded cultivars, since they're a relatively new animal in the industry, are largely undetermined. Because of this, our current recommendations are just to use non-saline water if at all possible and under establishment conditions, or for the establishment of Seashore Paspalum, both seeded and vegetatively. If clean water is not available, we recommend certainly as clean as possible. There's, to my knowledge, been really only one publication that addresses the salinity tolerance during establishment of seeded Seashore Paspalums, and that was a recent article by Johnson that reported testing germination under salinity conditions ranging from 0.6 to 3 decisiemens, and in this study they did not detect any effects on germination under those salinity ranges. With these considerations in mind, the primary objective of this study was really to determine the salt thresholds for establishment, for germination, as well as establishment of Seashore Paspalum. In order to accomplish this, we designed two experiments, the first of which was a seed germination experiment that involved 9 different genotypes. These included Prentice 77 Bermuda grass, Tiff Blair centipede, Sea Spray Seashore Paspalum, and 6 experimental Paspalums from my breeding program. We tested each of these genotypes at 6 salt concentrations ranging from 0 to a little over 29,000 milligrams per liter, which would be equivalent to about 46 decisiemens for the high treatment, so fairly high salt concentration. The experimental design was a 6x9 factorial, 6 salinity levels times 9 genotypes. These were arranged in a completely randomized design with 4 reps. We used the Stoltz scientific germinator with a germination temperatures of 35 degree day, 20 degree night, and with an 8-hour photo period. We used acrylic or clear acrylic germination boxes with the friction fitting lids and steel blue germination blotters. We applied about 25 milliliters of the appropriate germination solution to each box, and we used 100 seeds. Germination was counted as radical extrusion, and germinated seeds were counted and removed every 3 days for a 45-day duration of the experiment. The second experiment was really what I refer to as the establishment experiment. This was conducted in a greenhouse. It was a pot study. Here we had a reduced number of genotypes, Princess 77, Tiff Blair, and Sea Spray were also included, but we only included one of the experimental seashore pest phylums. We also dropped the high salt treatment, so now our highest salt level is about 23 decisiemens or 14.6. And the experimental design in this one was a split plot with five reps, and the main plots were salt concentration, subplots were genotypes. This was a greenhouse study. Temperatures in the greenhouse do vary. We did monitor soil temperature on a daily basis, and the soil temperature at the one centimeter level, or about the depth that they were seated, ranged anywhere from 20 to 27 centimeters during the study. We planted 100 seeds at 1 centimeter depth, irrigated daily using a battery-powered spray pack, as shown here. And we ran this experiment for 42 days, measuring at weekly intervals the number of seedlings that had emerged, the soil salinity at 1 centimeter, and the seedling height. To go to the results section, I guess analysis of variance, it's very simple. Everything was highly significant except for the rep effect. And so very highly significant treatment effects, which you would expect with this wide range of salinities as well as a diversity of genotypes. This is the data from the germination experiment that I'll be presenting first. See, the y-axis is germination percentage, so it's just germination percentage over time. We went to a lot of work to generate all this data, so I felt compelled to show these graphs, although I'll present this data maybe a little in a more friendly fashion a little bit later. You can see that most of the maximum germinations were reached really between 12 and 18 days for almost all the salinity treatments. With Bermuda grass, you see a noticeable decrease in germination even with the lowest salt level. And then a substantial decrease at about 7,400 milligrams per liter. By 1,400, a dramatic decrease and nothing at 29. This is the centipede response curves. Here you see, kind of surprisingly, centipede germinated very well under saline conditions at moderate rates. Certainly down to 3,600 milligrams per liter, we really didn't see much difference. At 7,000, we saw a slight decrease, and then we saw a change in slope here at 14.6, as well as a dramatic decrease in germination, and again, nothing at 29,000. For the seashore paspalum, we've got a few differences. This is a different animal. Here you'll note that the highest germination percentage was obtained from the lowest salt concentration, actually higher than distilled water. So at 1800, seashore paspalum actually germinated better with low salt levels than it did in distilled water. It hung in there fairly well at 14.6, but by 29,000, as you see here, very little germinated. Now, we had a problem. This slide I'm trying to use to illustrate some of the limitations of this approach. This is a live and learn experiment. And one of the problems we had was a tremendous variation in the inherent germability of the lines that we tested, of the seed lots we tested, that we did not account for. And this was a problem, and I'll talk about how I dealt with it in a moment. Bermuda grass germinated at 91%, whereas one of the experimental paspalums only germinated at 10%. The CVs, as you see, also go up. This is just because, I think, of a sample, smaller sample sizes. We only have 10 seedlings to count per box here versus 90 there. The maximum germination, let me tell you how we dealt with this. We wanted to compare germination rates over salinity levels, and these were confounded by these differences in inherent germinability. So the rest of the presentation, I'll be presenting information that'll show you the what I've termed relative germination, that is, by adjusting germination to the maximum as a percentage of the maximum germination that we receive for each individual line. Maximum germinations, as you'll see, for Bermuda and centipede occurred at in distilled water, whereas all the paspalums showed an initial positive effect of low salinity. These are just the three main species, Bermuda centipede, and this is sea spray. Paspalum here, Bermuda grass, as we saw earlier, declines rather rapidly right out of the gate. Centipede actually is fairly similar to paspalum in these curves, in these response curves. So this is increasing salinity going this way and germination the other way. One of the things that we had hoped to do was to model this data using the Seefeld equation, which is commonly used by weed scientists to model dose responses to herbicides and their effect on growth. We were not able to do that. Our statistician was able to model Bermuda grass and centipede, but not paspalum. And since paspalum was the thing I was most interested in, I had to resort to the CBE technique. The CBE technique, for those of you who are not familiar with it, stands for crude but effective. And here I've just dropped a line down from the response curves to get an estimate of what the salinity level required to reduce germination by 50%. For Bermuda, in this case, it would be about 7,500. For centipede, it would be about 15,000. And for paspalum, about 18,000. So in summary, for the germination study, estimates for germ ranged, I just gave you those. Paspalum was the most salt tolerant, followed by centipede, and then Bermuda was the least tolerant in germination test. Germination of all paspalum lines seemed to improve with low to moderate salt concentrations, and there were no genotypic differences among the seashore paspalum lines that we tested. That was one of the things we hoped to determine. Let's look briefly at the test from the establishment study. You'll see these are dramatically different. Here, centipede appears to be very sensitive during the establishment phase. Remember, it was fairly tolerant during germination. And then paspalum is somewhat in the middle. Try to get this mouse back. And surprisingly, Bermuda grass was as good as just about anything in this test in terms of establishing under saline conditions. But note this scale here is very low. If we apply the same CBE technique to this data, we get an estimate of for centipede of less than about 800 milligrams per liter of salt, reduced establishment by 50%. Paspalum was about 2,300 for sea spray, and about 2,700 for Bermuda in the experimental paspalum. So to summarize this, all genotypes that were tested were much more sensitive to increasing salt concentration during the establishment phase than they were in the germination phase. And this estimates for salinity levels that would reduce establishment by 50% range from about 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams per liter of sodium chloride. Centipede appears to be extremely sensitive during this phase. In conclusion, it's obvious from this study, the comparison of, even though this is very limited data, just a couple of lab studies and a greenhouse study, it's obvious that the seedling stage is where the rubber meets the road in terms of salinity tolerance in warm season grasses, and we should probably focus our efforts there. There does appear to be a strong genotype by stage interaction. That is that centipede, for example, although tolerant in terms of germination at higher salinity levels, was not able to establish under salt conditions. Based on this, if we had to make a recommendation, we would say that the salt concentration of the irrigation water should not exceed 2,000 parts per million, which is probably about where we are now. In other words, as fresh as possible. And certainly, this is a do-over experiment. We have plans to repeat these experiments, and use additional salt levels so that we will be able to successfully model this, hopefully, for both germination and establishment. Would like to thank our assistants on this study, Pat McLaren and Zach Williams, as well as Jerry Davis. And I'll leave you with this parting comment, which this experiment really reminds me of. So with that, I'll conclude. Thank you.